Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we are, ladies and gentlemen, across the country. If it's Friday, it's going to be time for the Brock Bucks and the Berg podcast, hosted by my brother, my mentor, my friend, Tarek Brock, live in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, producing it, playing a little co-host with him in Los Angeles. 347-205-9631. Goes by quick. Catch the archive on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, it's more of him, less of me. Let me lay that red carpet down, put that podium in its place, hand off the mic. First of all, Tarek, how are you from Pittsburgh? Second of all, how can people get a hold of you? And third of all, let's put these Reds away the next three nights.
I agree with you. Good morning, everyone. Been doing well on this Friday morning, just looking forward to the show. You can find me online, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at TarikBrock, first and last name. Doing well again, and yes, I agree with you. Let's take care of the Red.
Yeah, you know, the homestand started. The Albatross, the Dodgers had beaten the Pirates like 16 straight times, so that must have been on the message board. Let's get these guys right out of the gate. Taking 2 out of 3. What a series, playing those guys. The middle game was a little tough, but taking 2 out of 3, I'll take that any day of the week. Tell us about that series against the Dodgers, and how important was that to establish something against one of the best National League teams out there?
You know, it was really good series. The first game was really good, came out, you know, was able to, you know, get ahead and hold on, a solo home run late in the game by Edwin Rios to, you know, put him on the board. But we just did very well. Quintana pitched a really good game for us, man. His first win since 2019 and our first win of the season by a starter, which is good. Our bullpen had been racking up all the wins. So, that was good there. The second game came out. It's like everything they hit with for extra bases, they filled every gap that was that was in the stadium. And then it came down to the third and final game, 12:30 game. And, you know, it was a great game. We were able to jump out. They came back and scored. And then we were able to push a couple more across and then have David Bednar come out and for the two-inning save, which was really good for us. The one thing, and when you talk about, you know, teams that don't have experience and that are young, you would think and you would hope as a coach that they would carry that momentum into the next game, being that we, took the series in Cincinnati and just came out flat, didn't execute, and just had, an awful game by our standards and looked to bounce back tonight.
Yeah, when you look at you beating one of the baseball's best teams in the Dodgers and then can't get past the Cincinnati Reds, one of the bottom teams right now, you know, as the season's early. But, boy, when you look at it, 3 out of 4 they've taken to right the ship now on these guys is very important. And Overton threw a good game against you guys, but the positive side on our side of it, JT Brubaker went to Derek Shelton's route, getting the 5 innings. I like the way he's throwing.
Yeah, he's been very aggressive, using the 4-seam, the 2-seam. He's doing a good job of, eliminating, ball out of hand ball, which is really good. And he's getting really good at, having balls that come out that are strikes to balls. I mean, they're in the zone, they look like strikes, and then they're out of the zone. He's been doing a really good job with that. Also, just in a personal observation, just seeing him manage, his temperament, his emotions while he's out there has been really good. That's one of his strong suits is that he's passionate, that he cares. But just see how there's certain things that last year that might have been, okay, or it's like, all right, he's young, to where this year he's like, nope, not okay for me. This is not the standard that I have for myself. So I think that's really good. So, he's turning the corner for us and, will be one of those guys that will anchor our staff for years to come, hopefully.
Yeah, and when you look at Overton on the other side of it, you know, you've seen him now twice this year. Maybe the third time we can figure this guy out. Usually, you know, it takes a couple times to figure him out. He went 6 1/3 strong and he just gave up 3 hits. But I think, you know, when you look at a guy a couple times around the, you know, the staffs, I think gives you guys an advantage with the bats, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, and then, you know, let's take in consideration yesterday that, you know, we had several balls over, you know, 100 miles per hour with, you know, launch angle between 25 and 35, and those balls stayed in the yard yesterday. You know, Ke'Bryan Hayes hit one, Daniel Vogelbaugh hit another, and I think it was one other one, and they just stayed in the yard. And so, you know, on a normal day where the wind wasn't blowing in or just whatever it may be, you know, that's at least, you know, 4 runs for us. And so it looks like, you know, if our guys keep swinging the bats the way that they have been, eliminate the chase, you know, and, you know, get timely hits with runners on base, you know, we'll be okay moving forward.
Yeah, timely hits. Gamble raising his average, going 2 for 4. Ke'Bryan Hayes 1 for 3 to raise his to 320. Vogelbach's been getting the ball out there, man. That 2-run shot, basically, you know, on the road trips and everything. I mean, it's amazing what the bats are coming alive now as we're in the middle of May.
Yes, having timely hitting is the best. The weather's been great, so guys are able to get out and, you know, get some extra work if they're needed. It's just been really good. And so the thing is that, you know, we did have a shortened, you know, spring training. And if you look across the league, the batting average was in the 230s, in which, you know, expect that to climb a little bit there. And it's just good to see, you know, our guys and their hard work starting to show, you know, in the games where guys are putting, you know, good swings, hitting the ball hard, driving it. Can't do anything after you hit it and drive it, you know, if a guy's catch it. But it just shows that, you know, Andy Haynes and Christian Morrell and Tim McKeithen is doing a good job of, you know, setting some game plans in place for our guys, and then give our young hitters credit for going out there and executing as well.
Cole Tucker going to AAA. He'll work on his hitting a little. I like this kid a lot. And up comes Rodolfo Castro. Any thought on those?
You know, definitely will miss, you know, Cole Tucker, you know, infectious energy. Just, you know, decided that he wants to just work on just hitting primarily from the left side. And, you know, this guy had a tough at bat the other day, going left on left, coming off great at bat together, you know, to the end, you know, striking out. But it gave him great confidence and moving forward that was the best decision that he made for himself. And then we get another shot in the arm by bringing, you know, Rodolfo Castro up. You know, guy that comes in and he has energy as well, switch hitting, you know, can give us power from both sides of the plate and, you know, play short, play second, play third, play around and bounce around the field as needed. So, you know, just wishing Cole the best as he goes down and tighten up the swing from the left-hand side and get comfortable going left on left. And then from there, just looking for, you know, Rudy to just continue to give us, you know, good efforts, good at-bats, and, you know, contribute for as long as he's here.
You know, good news the other day, Cam Aldred's dad wakes up, his son is joining the Pirates, and boy, that's got to be a good feeling for a dad to see his son in the big leagues. And how was when Cam came through that locker room, and, I mean, to be called up, man, that is just simply, you're on cloud nine.
You know, it's cool, and to be in the position that we've been in the last 3 years was to, you know, see, you know, quite a few guys experience their major league debuts, and which is the coolest thing ever. There's an excitement in the air. You know, there's this one thing that you could, you know, never take away from a, you know, a young player, like his name is in the books. Okay, he's called up, and then it's just like, okay, when can I get in the game? You know, when can I, you know, play? Because, you know, families are driving, flying in, you know, for that special moment. And it was a really good thing. Just happy. I mean, just smiling from ear to ear and just enjoying it. Was out early, you know, before the game started, you know, just in the dugout, taking everything in, you know, as he should. So it was a really good experience and just good for me to just be able to watch him. You know, those are the things. And just coming out and being on the major league field every day is where you go, okay, this never gets old.
Tyler Mahle and Mitch Keller tonight, and I'm looking for a big performance from Mitch. Friday night fireworks there in Pittsburgh. What's the game plan today? Because I think he's going to find it today in Pittsburgh and mow down these Reds.
Man, here's the cool thing. You know, fireworks brings out the best in Pittsburgh. You know, our fans really come out and support. And also, I think it's like a replica jersey night tonight as well. Keep Brian Hayes jersey, which is a really good giveaway, good pickup. Had the headband the other day as well that they gave away. And Mitch Keller's been throwing the ball, you know, very well. And just looking forward to just having, you know, as DJ Khaled say, another one, another good start for him today. You know, coming out, pounding the zone, you know, elevating the fastball when he needs it, you know, being able to call up on 97, 98 when he needs it as well and pitch at, you know, 95, and then just working his breaking ball in as well. So I expect a really good, you know, outing for him tonight. I expect our hitters to be back to where we were in the Dodgers series and just expecting us to play fast tonight and putting pressure on their defense.
Yep, Luis Castillo and Zach Thompson tomorrow. Any thought on that one? And then we'll get into the Sunday one where that's going to be batting down the berg.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing about seeing Castillo, we haven't seen him this year. I mean, that's the guy that, you know, brings his hard hat and his lunch pail. You know, we know we're going to get, you know, upper 90s fastball and you know, sharp breaking ball. And, you know, if he's on, you know, he gives him a chance to at least go on 5 or 6 innings. And then we're looking to shorten his outing, shorten his day. And, you know, by himself, he could throw 100 pitches by himself. It's for us to be selective. And when he's in our spots in our red zones, our hot spots, you know, put some really good swings on him and get some traffic on the base and then deliver that 1-2 punch that will knock him out the game and get in the bullpen. And then Sunday is just where we come in and it's an early game, hopefully coming off of victory, having that momentum, you know, having a little chapel, you know, a nice breakfast and then going out and, you know, playing a really good, quick, fun, exciting game, which will hopefully cap off the series win for us and then on to the Windy City.
Yeah, and when you look at Sunday, man, Hunter Green, the local kid out here in Los Angeles, going against Quintana, who had a masterpiece against the Dodgers, matching wits with Julio Urias. This is going to be something, man, to watch for the people in Pittsburgh because two young phenoms going at it in this one.
Yeah, it would be really good. You know, it'll be our first time, you know, seeing Hunter. We missed him while we were in Cincinnati. You know, and what we know is we're going to get, you know, low triple digits, upper 90s with the fastball. And what we're going to try and do is just make him just throw strikes, bring the fastball down because he elevates, bring the fastball down, put some good swings on when we get on base, try and speed him up there, do everything we can to just have him be uncomfortable and, you know, hopefully walk away, you know, with the win. You know, I'm sorry, you know, his parents, know him well. From being out that way, but just not today, not here. He can get a win somewhere else when they go back to Cincinnati or wherever else they're going on Sunday. But for us, we're coming out and then doing everything we can to, you know, scratch our way back to 500 and then, you know, start to move on the plus side of playing over 500 baseball.
Yeah, and then after the series, like you said, you go to the Windy City, a quick one there, come back home to Pittsburgh, play St. Louis and Colorado, and then jet right out to the West Coast, San Diego and L.A., and it just seems like you guys are getting all the National League West teams out of the way in Pittsburgh, and the Giants would be the last one, but it's amazing how the schedule works these days.
You know, it is, and most of the time it's like, okay, you know, you play a team and, you know, within the, you know, 10-day, 2-week period, you come back and play them again, which is really good. You know, the schedule is, it is what it is. You know, when you sign up for this, you know you're going to be traveling. You know, you're going to have some you know, late games and coming back and have some early games. And then you're going to play in your division, and you're going to play each team each team until, you know, there's a more balanced schedule 19 times and do everything that you can to win those season series. And that's the biggest thing for us. It's just win season series within our division. You know, we know St. Louis and Milwaukee's going to be tough, but coming to, you know, Chicago and Cincinnati, doing everything we can to stay, you know, above them and do everything that we can to just, again, like I said, win those series. And it gives us a really good chance and be able to, you know, quote unquote, sneak up on, you know, some teams in the West and in the East and then go from there. But what we do know is that we're going to face some good arms. We're going to face guys that can drive the ball. And we just got to continue to believe in ourselves and know that we're growing, that we're building something special here, and then just go out and just play, you know, Pirates baseball.
Well, I'll tell you, it could be a doubleheader sweep for you guys today. You taking the Reds out and the Penguins knocking the Rangers out of the playoffs in Pittsburgh tonight.
You know, that would be really good, first and foremost, for our brothers on the ice to go ahead and close that series out and do everything we can as well as to win a game so our fans can have a great night, you know, watching the fireworks. You know, we know they'll stay to the end. You know, being that there's no school tomorrow and that there's fireworks after the game. So, you know, playing a really good tempo game and also coming out with the W can make for a really good night in the 412.
Oh, definitely. Tarrant, let everybody know how they can get a hold of you.
Yes, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. It's first name Tarrik, last name Brock, Brock, all one word, on Facebook, Instagram, in Twitter.
I appreciate it. We'll do it Monday in Chicago, the Wrigley Fields, the friendly confines. Grab a coffee, go up that Roberto Clemente Bridge, get into that stadium. Let's take the Reds out. I love you dearly and can't wait to talk to you on Monday, my friend.
Man, talk to you. Enjoy the weekend, everyone. Be safe. You know, have a great one, and looking forward to checking in with everybody on Monday.
He's Derek Brock. Yours truly, Mark Mancini. Catch the archive on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. We'll talk to you Monday from Wrigley Field in Chicago, Illinois. Till then, have a blessed weekend, and thanks for tuning in.